time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
A big, huge welcome to Live and Direct, Being.
Big Being. Kia ora.
Hello.
How are you all?
Oh, you got a good radio voice, Will. That's
do
nice.
I? Should we all do our radio voices?
Hey, let's test out our radio voices by going around and giving us a wee little intro and maybe what you're going to be playing tonight. What little instrument you're going to be smashing or strumming.
Little tattoos. Kia ora. I'm Jasmine. And I'm going to do the song singing with a guitar at hand.
Cool, all right.
Yep.
I'm Will. I'm going to be playing the bass, toenail, and... James,
it was really subtle.
Was it?
Did you just say toenail?
Yes, I did just say toenail.
Does that mean you get $100 from your dad instead of 50?
I believe it's 50. I agreed on 50.
If you say toenail, you get more money.
Toenail.
I don't think we're going to get any like broadcasting standard authority calls, so you're fine, mate.
Thank God.
I'm James Thorrington. I'm going to be playing the drums.
And last but not least, Simeon Gavin Vincent on the lead guitar.
You literally just said that about yourself. Last but not least.
Literally just said that about yourself. A 10 out of 10 radio voices all around, I reckon. Yeah.
A lot of vocal fry going on. It's real deep.
Yeah, it's real deep.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, being sound as a whole, like, nailing it constantly. And I mean, people are knowing that in BFM land and like general wider New Zealand, but I mean you've got a big supporting band behind you as well, and you've had a lot of other musicians come and go. I mean, you've had like David Waters, Joshua Worthington Church,
amazing people,
and Chris Marshall.
Yeah.
I mean, how's it been working with a mixture, kind of I guess a rotating cast of musicians as I guess a solo musician? How's that been for you?
I've been like real stoked to work with everyone. I've just been really lucky to have such talented but also like really lovely people like give all of their time. These guys have been coming around in my house and will continue to come around in my house this week all the way from the shore and wherever, and I'm just really stoked to be able to work with such cool people. Been really lucky.
As a creative, do you find it refreshing in a sense to work with new people and I guess maybe develop your live sound to maybe potentially go like in different avenues in a way?
Yeah, I feel like the change of lineup and also the change of like how many people are playing per show has definitely affected the way that I play. I used to play like only full band shows when I first started with Joshua Worthington Church, what a name, and David, but yeah, every now and then I'd just say yes to shows and then people couldn't come and I'd just be like, fuck it, we'll figure out whether it's duo or trio or whatever. And I've really liked kind of like challenging myself to figure out new ways to do it. But I'm just lucky that like these guys can listen to a track and learn it overnight and pull it off way better than I wrote it. Yeah.
Talented bunch.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of live shows, you played a lot of live shows in the past with some pretty notable and amazing musicians. How have you found like performing so much, I guess?
Like often?
Yeah.
I love it. I need it. That's the only way I like get out of my room, which sounds so depressing, but it's like literally the only way to get over my social anxiety. So like the more I play, the more I listen to other musicians. And
it's so interesting though, because like the fact that it I guess gets you out of that state regardless, it's like you're kind of putting yourself into maybe the most anxiety ridden situation.
I was literally just driving here with Simeon and saying like the boys are probably stressed as fuck because I've just been like, let's go, we're running late, and I love that energy. Like I fucking fiend off that anxious energy.
What's been a most memorable performance maybe over the past few months?
Lucy Dacus at Churning Fork. That was really hard, but also like really amazing to see her play. And really challenging because it was like pin drop territory. Like I could hear everything and could see no one. So tuning fork is always really interesting. But I don't know.
Was that a solo performance or did you have the
Yeah,
the band?
that one was solo. And it wasn't to do with, I love every rotation possible of like lineup, but I think it was particularly, I like a really challenging gig where I feel kind of put on the spot to kind of like be as authentic as possible. And that was a space where it was like, you had to be really genuine, otherwise people were going to see through it.
Mm.
So I really like those opportunities.
Cool. And hey, what's the buzz with new songs? Because I know you've got a bunch of new songs that you're playing tonight, but give us a scoop. What's happening?
Yeah, new songs. What's happening, guys? New songs.
I don't know that we're actually playing them tonight.
We're not playing any of them tonight.
Really?
But that's all the more reason to go the Other's Way.
Yes.
Mm. Mm.
New songs exclusive for Other's Way.
Isn't it sold out? Isn't Other's Way sold
yeah.
out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the more reason to go.
If you got a ticket, go. Mm.
If you can somewhat jump the fence into a venue, then go
you
ahead.
You know if it's sold out, there's going to be limited tickets left. So get in quick before it's sold out.
Damn, there's going to be those scalpers aplenty on his camera.
Just do it.
That's crazy. Hey, I mean, Other's Way's coming up.
Yeah.
You're playing.
You're playing. You're playing.
Don't say that.
I so want to say it. You're like beating around the bush. Everybody who's listening, Kedia is currently interviewing us, but is also joining us for Other's Way Festival.
Yeah.
And is going to be singing his heart out. So eat your heart out Ooh. While Kedia comes and joins the Being Crew.
Hey, I'm chuffed.
First time we've ever had a five piece. Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit. You're playing Neck of the Woods at. Around 9?
You're playing Neck of the Woods around 9.
Holy crap. Okay, I'm just going to interview myself now, guys.
Kenya refused to come and play this slot with us because he was like, that would be, like, weird. Like, I don't want to, like, toot my own horn. And I was like, Kenya, you're talented and the world should know it. But he's staying in the booth tonight, folks.
Hey, thanks. I'm also making sure you sound good going to S. I mean, come on.
Well, you haven't had a full band rehearsal yet, have you?
No, I haven't. That's true.
Induction tomorrow night.
Hey. You're also playing the Girls Rock Aotearoa stage, which is all ages
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm so keen for that.
Were you part of the camp in Auckland at some stage?
I have not been a part of the camp per se, which is hilarious because I literally just found out from our old flatmate Pearl that, like, you have to apply. This whole time I've been like, why are they not, like, hitting me up? I'm so keen. I, like, talk about them at every fucking interview. And then I found out that, like, you literally have to apply to do it.
Oh,
so that's my bad. But I've been talking to people.
How are you going to find playing an all-ages show? Have you played many all-ages gigs?
Not many at all. Like, I could count them on one hand, I reckon.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to love it. I work with kids. So I used to be that 15-year-old... like all-girl rock band cringe thing.
Nice.
I was not as cool as these kids will be.
But
so
James is still
the 15-year-old girl. Look at that hair, gorgeous.
Hey, real quick, if we could go around the room, tell us your top act for Other's Way. Who are you excited to see?
Oh, Simeon, would you like to go first?
Chris Cohen, fantastic.
Church and AP.
Oh shit. Will's doing lots of funny faces. There's just too many to choose for this guy.
I mean, there's been a bunch of changes and dropouts, which is pretty sucky as well.
But, I guess that's the nature of the game.
Yeah, I mean, still a stellar lineup regardless.
Yeah.
They've definitely, I mean, Wax Shadows and Randa have just been added, so I mean, holy heck.
Fuck yeah. I didn't realize.
Wax been added to.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, yeah, Wax Shadows.
And Randa, like, Maynard is just so fucking clever.
Mm.
So, yes.
Yep.
It's yes be, to anything.
It's going
to
be great.
That's
coming
on.
It's coming up on Friday. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hey. That's enough chatting.
Yeah.
You're going to perform a couple tracks.
Yeah.
Three, in fact.
Yeah.
And thanks again for coming up.
Cool. Thanks for having us.
It's been a blast.
Friend, pal.
If people want to find your music online, where can they go?
I always have to repeat myself three times, so I'll just do it really quickly and get it over with. Being.com her music. Being dot her music is where you will find the things on the places on the interweb.
Ones and zeros.
Ones and zeros.
All right. Make your way to the lounge, please.
Thank you.
No, yes, one's, sir.
I can't escort you because I'm here. So please, please take your way. Take your way into the lounge. We're just been chatting with Being here live in the BFM studio, of course, for Live and Direct. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music. Of course, one of the one of the bands playing Others Way Festival this Friday. We had lucky enough had Sulfate in last week, and yeah, Being have been able to grace us with a couple of tracks. The first track we're going to be hearing is called Lucy, bit of a well-known song. They're also going to be playing a few more tracks, which I guess they will announce in due course. Of course, we're going to be crossing to the BFM lounge where they are all set up. Let's see if they can hear us.
Can hear you all good.
There we go. Hey, thanks again for coming up, and yeah, take it away with your first track.
Cool. I can't get Red Hot Chili Peppers out of my head because we've just been saying take it away so many times. That's not a good way to start a song. I don't remember my own music. All I hear is Red Hot Chili Peppers in my brain. Yeah, pretty much. All right. Shall we continue making sounds? Yeah, okay. This next song is called Wasting Away. Arms locked.
they turn tightly. Bend over, bend backwards, making knots in the fabric of us. But it's too tough to stay firm in these contours. Display our disfigured members. We tried to keep this lace tightly woven together. Broken and weathered, we still try to fight the inevitable. We made it at first. A tapestry to show for ourselves. Me and you, you through me, but now we're kidding ourselves. To take the strain of this weight, we'd be killing ourselves. Time to put this on the shelf. Sleepless, I grow weary, old and dreary. Street lamps dripping from the ceiling. Stupid am I, swollen and blind. Bloodshot red lines, but I try. Sticking to the signs, hands between your pockets as you struggle with the lines to say, to tell me you can't say. Would you give it a try? Give it a try. Give it a try. Would you give it a try? Give it a try. Give it a try. Would you give it a try? Wasting away. Oh.
That was being live in the lounge here at BFM. It's a track called Wasting Away. Thanks again, guys. You got one more track for us?
Yeah, we do, we do. Thank you so much, Kidia.
No problem.
This next song is, it's got a music video coming out very soon, and then an album, which is currently in the making. We've been recording, which is exciting.
I can't wait.
This is called Maybe I'm a Friend. It's an anthem. It's the SAS anthem.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.